Hello, this is another Super Science Me Cyberpunk snippet. And this time we talk about and with Deji Brice Olukotun. He is the author of two really good science fiction books, Nigerians in Space, published in 2014, and its sequel After the Flare, which came out in 2017. These books are connected through reoccurring characters and also their setting, a spacefaring Nigeria, but they read
so
very differently.
When I read Nigerians in Space, I thought it was much more, it felt like this mystery thriller noir novel and also fantasy elements. And then After the Flare is so science fiction and cyberpunky. So I was wondering what interested you about these two different genres that kind of comprise the story in the same universe. What interested you about that as a framework then to tell your stories and put your characters into them?
Thanks for the question. When I wrote Nigerians in Space, I was studying fiction as well. So when I started it, and I was taught by a literature professor named Mike Nickel, who has written some hard-boiled mystery stories in South Africa. So he was very influential in that he had us as a class read a lot of those books. And I thought, this is a very compelling way to get people to turn the page and to read more, to think about noir and use some of those techniques. And I thought it would be exciting to... I mean, one of the goals I was trying to do was explore both the Nigerian-American experience, what it's like to be African in the U.S.
Nigerians in Space tells the story of a Nigerian scientist who works for NASA in the U.S. He goes back to Nigeria as a government minister makes him the offer to develop a space program in and for Nigeria. However, all becomes very complicated and dangerous and mysterious from there.
And then, because I was living in South Africa, I couldn't help but be interested in the cultures there. And part of that is South Africa, you know, like a lot of cultures, has its underbelly of people who are trying to survive through one way or another. And, you know, with the shift from apartheid, there are a lot of people who needed to do something to make money. And the abalone trade was a fascinating thing that was happening, and to my knowledge, still happening. So I happened to sort of fall into this, and I was able to talk to folks locally.
And that is the second storyline of Nigerians in Space. The struggles and business opportunities of an abalone smuggler from South Africa.
So he simply walked down the street to Abalone Silver, and they hired him as an abalone cleaner. The main difference between the creatures was that a clam had two sides to its shell, and abalone only had one, and was more of a glorified snail that fetched hundreds of dollars in East Asia. When the abalone were happy, they slid along on tiny eggplant-colored tentacles, which they would retract when afraid. Nigerians in Space.
So, I think it was, the first one was, you know, I felt like the experience of being an African in the U.S. and surviving and participating in the economy and being on the forefront of a lot of technology, but still coming up against constraints like racism and glass ceilings and structural problems. I felt like I hadn't read anything that discussed that. We were still being taught Chinua Achebe, Wole Soyinka, all the famous African writers who were often writing, you know, at the turn of colonialism or responding to colonialism. So I was interested in talking about the modern experience and what people are experiencing today.
After the Flare is also set in Nigeria. In a future where a solar flare has radically changed how humans live on the planet.
Catastrophic solar flare upturns life as we know it. In an instant, electricity grids are crippled across the planet, followed by devastating cyber attacks that paralyze all communication. The astronauts trotted past Brackett like a platoon of colorfully painted soldiers as he hurried back to his office. The Nigernauts were outfitted in green and white tracksuits, the colors of the Nigerian flag, while the Wyomanauts, those were the Indian astronauts, were wearing green, white, and saffron. India had been knocked offline by the flare, but when the country learned that the International Space Station was expected to fall onto its largest city, the government sent over its scientists to Nigeria to help build the rockets in a show of mutual cooperation. After the flare.
After the Flare is about Nigerians in space, but it is also full of extraterrestrials and beautiful observations of sound and descriptions of how sounds influence us. For example, when mysterious otherworldly song stones are discovered.
Every time they experimented with the song stones, they learned something new, but the secrets were only slowly revealing themselves. There was no instruction manual, no shepherd to lead them to a wellspring of knowledge. They did not know who made the stones or why, only that they were extraordinarily precious and special. Instead, they would look at the impenetrable inscriptions and scour their own memories for melodies and harmonies, long since forgotten, hoping that a new song could reveal a new power.
This was a Super Science Me Cyberpunk snippet by Julia Grillmeier, quotes read by Harald Pappinger. Get Nigerians in Space and After the Flare at Unnamed Press, Los Angeles. And find more info about DigiPrize Olukotun at returnofthedigi.com, Return of the Digi in one word.
I mean, a lot of what's in the book I actually did. I went to the abalone farm. It was based on a real abalone farm. And I talked with, you know, some prosecutors and police officers who were responsible to try to stop this illegal trade of them. But they were just so strange to me. Funny enough, I'm now in one of the other major homes of abalone here in Santa Barbara, California, where there's a traditional abalone trade and entire industries and families are built on farming abalone just about a mile from where we sit, or 2 miles from where we sit right now in the water. So that's a coincidence, but I feel like there's room for another story there.